Emergency declaration on the southern border. The 59-41 vote in the Senate sends the resolution already approved by the House to the President.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Air raid sirens blaring in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv.
It does appear, according to the Israeli Defense Force, that two rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip towards central Israel. We have not seen this sort of rocket fire since the war back in 2014. The Israelis very much see Tel Aviv as a red line for rocket fire.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow closing up 7 points, the Nasdaq losing 12, and the S&P 500 shed 2. This is Fox News.
Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of a sunny Q&A. If you've been outside, it's beautiful out there, a bit chilly, getting better toward a warm weekend. We'll be in the 60s. By Sunday and Monday, a great time to get outdoors and enjoy all the beautiful things Northern Arizona has to offer. Well, we've got some good things to offer you today on today's show. We're going to start out today by talking to Molly Venter. She is part of the all-female trio Red Molly that our buddy Tom Agostino is bringing to town as part of his folk sessions. They will be entertaining on the third floor ballroom at the Prescott Elks Theater on Thursday, April 4th. That is a very special event brought to you by the Folk Sessions. We'll be talking to Molly in just a couple of minutes. Also on today's show, we're talking about opening night tonight at the Prescott Center for the Arts. It is the performance of Peter and the Star Catcher. And we'll be talking to actors William Larson and Rob Kaufman about that. And a whole lot more going on today's show. And Molly should be calling in any minute now. So we'll take our first break and come back with Molly Venter from Red Molly on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Finley Toyota Prescott is strong with Toyotas on the front lot.
Strong on the back lot.
And in the middle, strong with our new certified pre-owned lot.
Don't miss Finley Toyota Prescott's March Markdown Madness
with an all-star lineup of new 2019 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Quick and nimble, the 2019 Toyota Corolla, Camry, and Yaris.
Pay no city sales tax.
Always crowd pleasers, Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner.
Finley Toyota Prescott will pay your one-year registration fee.
Rounding out the team, Highlander, Prius, and Avalon.
Get fast break discounts up to $2,000.
Score a three-pointer with
zero down.
No payments for 90 days.
And financing starting at 0.9% for 60 months.
Get in the game with no city sales tax, or we pay your first-year registration. Rush to March Markdown Madness at Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and 499 doc. The offer expires 4/1/2019.
Hey, neighbor. New in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican restaurant for dinner tonight. Or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:05. I see that phone ringing, and I think it might be Molly Venter. Molly, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
And you'll be coming into Prescott on April the 4th to do a very special show. Describe your act, and you're going to be doing the Prescott Elks Theater, the third floor ballroom. Describe the music of Red Molly.
Well, Red Molly is an Americana band that is a five-piece, but it's fronted by three singer-songwriters of the female variety. And so there's a ton of harmony. There's also the dobro, which is our primary lead instrument. Abby Gardner plays that. We all write songs. We all sing. We've got different tones to our voices individually, but together it's a pretty cool blend. And then we've got drums and an upright bass, a couple guitars. And it's just it's feel-good music. There are also some really beautiful ballads that, you know, might bring a tear to your eye if you're in the mood. But it's a lot of fun.
Now, the Boston Globe described your music as, quote, tick-tight arrangements, crystalline vocals, and caramel harmonies. And the Guardian described your music as, immaculate vocal harmonies with an upbeat sensibility. It's got to feel great to hear those. And Time Out New York said, serious harmonizing chops and slick pop savvy. Now, that means that you and Laurie and Abby have really made it click. How did you and Laurie McAllister and Abby Gardner first get together?
Well, a couple different ways. Abby and Laurie had been going to a folk music festival up in New York State, and they met around a campfire. They were talking about their favorite artists like Patti Griffin and Gillian Welch, and they started playing around this campfire. Abby pulled out the dobro for the first time. This was maybe 14 years ago now, and they just had a natural click with their harmonies. And I came a little later. That same year I met Abby Gardner at a songwriting camp out in Colorado, so there were a bunch of different ways that we met. And then I fortuitously came to open for the band. So my name is Molly, but I'm the newest member to the band. It was not named after me. That was just a lucky coincidence. So we met, I guess, in the community of musicians, which we were all writing music and playing as solo artists. And sometimes when you combine forces, it can be a lot more successful and fun.
Now, you said that you met at a camp of musicians. I've seen more and more bands form that way. What happens when musicians get together? What do you think it is that determines how they decide to get together as musicians and maybe go on tour or record a record together or sing together? What kinds of qualities do you think make them click?
I mean, part of it is the setting. Like, it's no coincidence that these were both kind of folk festivals. You're camping. Because if you have been a solo performer, you've been driving a lot in your car, you've been staying in random hotels, you've been, you know, alone. And so you get to these magical places where everyone's camping and it's very friendly, and you're really open-hearted, and you meet a lot of musicians who are doing what you're doing. So you've got this tribe, immediate tribe feeling to it. Mm-hmm. And I guess what makes certain people come together is just like what makes certain people friends or romantically involved, a little bit of natural charisma, and if you joke about the same things, or if you have a love of the same style of music. Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens a lot, that people appreciate the same musician. But probably the most important factor to being a band is if you can travel together. And that gets into, like, marriage territory. Like, mm-hmm. Can you be married to five other people? Can you be together for 24 hours a day for weeks on end?
Yeah.
Like, if so, your band might last.
You know, it's funny you mention that because just a few months ago, I interviewed the Hall of Fame songwriter J.D. Souther, who wrote so many hit songs for the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt, and he has a wonderful singing voice, which would have met perfectly with the Eagles. However, I asked him why he never joined the Eagles. He said, "I could never join a band. I speak my mind too much." I'm sure any musician can recognize that, correct? Now, let me ask you this, Molly, because I ask every musician this question. When you were a little girl, what kinds of music did you hear in your parents' home, and who were your first musical heroes?
Yeah, well, that is an extremely formative question. So I guess the first thing I heard was, you know, Les Miserables and Cats and, like, some Broadway stuff, because we lived near New York City, and my parents took us in for a few plays. And we did that. Both my brother and I just wanted to be Broadway musicians immediately, but we didn't go for it. My parents didn't go for it specifically. But their record collection was full of stuff from the 60s. So my dad had lived in England. He had the British version and the American version of all the Beatles albums. He wanted to tell me about how their music had evolved. So it was heavy Beatles, heavy Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell, Simon and Garfunkel, like that kind of stuff from the 60s and a little bit 70s was really what I was raised on from my parents.
And have you ever seen any movie that really gets it correct what it's like to be a folk singer in America?
I mean, the one that comes to mind is actually, that one with Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix. It's about Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Walk the Line. Yeah.
But that's much older, so I didn't live through that. But the same with the Ray Charles movie. And maybe this is nostalgia for me for a time I didn't even live through, but the whole driving in cars and you don't know where you're necessarily going to stay that night. And some clubs, you know, they don't go over so well. But kind of any movie that's about bands that are starting to kind of do more and more, but they're not super famous yet, those resonate a lot because anything can happen on the road. You don't really know what situation you're going to find yourself in, and it's exciting like that. I mean, in the moment, sometimes it feels overwhelming and daunting, but just that sense of excitement and uncertainty and the truth of the matter, which is you spend a lot of time driving. I mean, you're kind of glorified truckers. Yeah. You spend more time in a car than on stage at the performance. That's the truth of it.
The Prescott impresario who is staging your show here, Tom Agostino, he tells me that the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, the Coen brothers film that stars Oscar Isaac, is probably the closest thing he's ever seen to getting it right. That was set in the early 60s in Greenwich, about a struggling folk singer who just can't get out of his own way. He's very talented, but he's never going to make it because he just can't get things right.
Right. Now that was a powerful movie. I saw that. I can resonate with that for sure.
How tough is it for a musician to make it nowadays?
It's just that it's different. Back in the day, I think it was very dependent on a label. And now the good news is you can do it all yourself, and the bad news is you have to do it all yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So as an independent musician, there actually are ways that you can harness the internet to kind of grow your fan base, but you do have to have a particular mind for that. So not everybody is is like a phenomenal small business owner, which is kind of what you have to be a successful independent musician these days. So we're lucky we're in a band. We have different skill sets. We can draw on from each person, but it is hard. And there is the fundamental fact that music was, quote, like worth something, like in terms of recordings. When you bought a record, people were willing to pay that, and then it went to cassette, and then it went to CD, and then it went to streaming, and for a host of reasons, the music industry didn't really keep up, and when Napster intervened, what happened was essentially people don't, you know, see music, recorded music, as having the same value. It hasn't retained its value the way, say, like a rental for a movie has. So it is fundamentally, a lot of artists have seen that income stream just completely dry up. if you wonder why you're seeing some older musicians out on the road, it's because they no longer make the same kind of money they did for record for their musical recordings. Because there's, you know, just Spotify. There's different avenues. So It's very much changed. It kind of like did a 180 and pulled the rug out from a lot of musicians. But this is how life is. This is how technology is. This is how change works. A lot of people are experiencing the same crunch from technology and change, and we all just have to be super adaptable, and it's not painless by any means, but there is an opportunity, you know. You just have to get help and figure out a new way of doing things.
As a touring musician, tell us the difference between being the headliner versus being the opening act.
Well, we have done our fair share of openings. We opened for Willie Nelson a handful of times, and that was super fun. Those are easy gigs. If you're opening for somebody who has a big crowd, you're not trying to promote the gig. You're just showing up, and you're playing your 30, 40 minutes, and your very best material, and it's picked tight, and it's great, and it's super fun. The opening gigs, you know, you can't make a career on them because obviously they don't pay the same as if you're a headliner, but it's great exposure, it's fun, it's exciting. But playing your own show is really where you know people have come to see you and they want to know what you have to say. So you're not trying to prove yourself for someone else's audience, you are speaking to your people. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful, that kind of communication.
Now you've played Prescott, Arizona before, right?
We sure have.
Have you played the Prescott Elks Theater, do you know?
We have. We played the downstairs theater last time. We had some fantastic patrons that brought us there, and we were really happy.
And you'll be playing the third floor ballroom this time. We want to recommend our listeners get on to folksessions.com/redmolly. Get their tickets. This is a very special performance. It includes a meet and greet. You can get your reservations at folksessions.com/redmolly. You can meet Molly, meet Abby, and Laurie. That will be once again in the third floor. And that'll be a very special event on behalf of our friend Tom Agostino and the Folk Sessions. We also recommend you call the Elks box office at 777-1370. The date of the show, Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. at the Elks. And Molly Venter, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. We hope you have a great show and a packed house at the Elks Theater here in Prescott.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to it.
You bet. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.
And that is Molly Venter, part of the all-female trio, Red Molly. Hey, stay tuned. We've got a couple of actors from the PCA's new production starting tonight. Peter and the Star Catcher coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your WireMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact WireMC's Health Information Management Department.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotel's Cruises from the Castle Giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle Cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Chevrolet. Whether you're looking for a vehicle for work, play, or getaway, Lamb's got you covered. Right now, enjoy deep discounts on the remaining 2018s. Save nearly $11,000 on the 2018 Silverado Double Cab, or even more on a Crew Cab. Save over $7,400 on the 2018 Malibu, and even more on a 2018 Volt. We've also got some huge savings on some of our hottest 2019s. Save over $8,000 on the all-new redesigned 2019 Silverado Crew Cab and over $9,700 on a new 3500 heavy duty crew cab. Drive a 2019 Equinox for only $23,990. Chevy's award-winning family of cars are also on sale. Buy a 2019 Cruze for under $16,000 or a 2019 Spark priced under $10,000. Go to lambchevrolet.com to find these specials and more. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're of Irish descent or just wish you were, the best way to celebrate Irish culture through music and dance is tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater when St. Patrick's Day in Ireland pays its visit, starring Conor Reeder. He was our guest yesterday on Q&A. I hope you heard my interview with Conor, a very entertaining guy. They will take the stage at 7 tomorrow at the Prescott Elks Theater. New movies opening tonight at the Harkins 14 include Captive State, about the city of Chicago, Falling Captive to Alien Invaders, stars John Goodman, 5 Feet Apart, a teen love drama that seems to combine love story with the Fault in Our Stars. It's about two teenage cystic fibrosis sufferers who in theory connected closer than 6 feet apart. And Wonder Park, an 85-minute animated movie for the kids. Today, by the way, is your last chance to see Greta, Arctic, The Upside, and Run the Race. 2 weeks from today is when the Arizona Diamondbacks start their regular season. You'll hear all the games broadcast live right here on KQ&A with the most excellent voice of the D-backs, Greg Schulte, along with Tom Candiotti. It all starts for real on Thursday, March 28th, with a day game at Dodger Stadium for the 2019 season opener against our old enemies, the Dodgers, and our old friend, their new center fielder, A.J. Pollock. And if you haven't heard the news yet today, sad news, the First Lady of Prescott history, the beloved Elizabeth Ruffner, who is in our hearts today, she passed away last night, just 6 months shy of her 100th birthday. She has been so instrumental in making Prescott so vibrant and attractive in so many ways, and her good works live on in the Prescott Elks Opera House, the library, the Prescott Center for the Arts, and in so many other ways. Mrs. Ruffner, we thank you so much. You will be dearly missed. Stay tuned now for a check of local and state news and weather, and then we'll chat with Rob Kaufman and William Larson from the PCA, production of Peter and the Star Catcher. This is opening night. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
As an accountant, believe me, doing the same thing every week can be boring. but with the Arizona Lottery's Million Dollar Madness, I have something to look forward to. Every week in March, you can enter any eligible non-winning $10, $20, and $30 scratchers tickets for a chance to win $250,000!
Time for a cake! It's vanilla.
Yay. Enter the Million Dollar Madness now through March 31st at azplayersclub.com.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Anaheim Ducks live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
You don't have to go far to get away. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and always take the scenic route. Peace and quiet. No extra charge. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family. Include the grandkids. Invite friends or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip, and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. So stop by today and check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, including deeply discounted models on Red Tag Row. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of the only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 14th. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Beloved Prescott historian Elizabeth Ruffner has passed away, just a few months shy of her 100th birthday. In the 1970s, Elizabeth chaired the Prescott Public Library Board. She led the campaign to get funding for a new library building, as well as the founding president of the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council and the Yavapai Heritage Foundation. More recently, Elizabeth spearheaded the capital campaign for the Elks Opera House on Gurley Street, raising nearly $2 million for the renovation and preservation for that historic building. In 2015, she was honored at the Elks for her 70 years of dedication to the city of Prescott and the state of Arizona. Elizabeth Ruffner would have turned 100 years old on September 17th. Sunny today and all through your windy KQ&A weather weekend. Highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt around 48 today, 55 Friday, 60 and 63 Saturday and Sunday, chilling late tonight to about 27. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high today near 57, an overnight low near 33. Sunny and breezy weekend highs near 63 tomorrow, 68 Saturday, 71 Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. And listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Is the bull market over? Well, no one really knows for sure, but one thing is certain. It's time to take a second look at what you're doing with your investments. Slight adjustments during times of volatility can make all the difference for the long term, so you don't run out of money before you run out of time. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you again, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:31. It's time to talk shop, literally, with Rob Kaufman. Opening night's tonight, right, Rob?
Yes, it is.
It's going to be another opening, another show. This one's going to be Peter and the Star Catcher. It will take the stage, I believe, 7:30 this evening at the main stage, right?
Correct.
Tell me what it's like when it's you know you're only hours away from the opening curtain.
Exciting, really exciting. We enjoy to, you know, entertain audiences, so that's what we're here for. We're looking forward to tonight, mm-hmm. very much so.
You know, I've heard a lot of actors and directors tell me that you get the natural butterflies for mm-hmm. opening night, and then right after all the performances have been done, right when you get it just about perfect, down comes the final curtain, and it's
yes.
all over.
Yes.
Isn't that just the nature of theater?
It is the nature of theater, and I, you know, every night is different. That's what I love about theater is anything can happen.
Yeah,
We're not able to go back and do a retake.
you know, military people talk about the foxhole mentality, yep. where you have to have each other's back. Boy, that's true in theater, isn't
yes,
it?
Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about some of the other shows you've been involved in at the PCA.
Fiddler on the Roof, Big River was a big one last summer. We went down to Phoenix with that show. I've done some Neil Simon, Plaza Suite, Good Doctor, I've done Bus Stop. Quite a few shows. Really enjoy it. It's a wonderful environment and a great space to work in.
Now, what surprised me about Peter and the Star Catcher is it's a new show, isn't it? If people might not recognize the name, but if they're familiar at all with Peter Pan, they'll recognize this show, won't they?
Yes, they will, very much so. This is the Peter Pan. So how Peter learns to fly, how Hook loses his hand, how Tinkerbell becomes Tinkerbell, and the crocodile becomes big. Mm-hmm. Music.
So tell us about your character.
I put Peter Pan's story is pretty much the same character. Black Stash is the prequel to Hook. So I do everything he instructs me to do, corrects him many times throughout the play. He tends to get a little dramatic and boisterous and doesn't know exactly what he's saying, so I tend to correct him quite often.
Well, in this Wikipedia description of the show, it describes Black Stash as a highly intelligent but malapropism-prone pirate chief, so-called Black Stash due to his black mustache, that's a trademark in the family, in search of a great hero who he can oppose to become a great villain. Stash is given to scenery chewing and anachronistic jokes, and he has a hook in his future. The name Black Stash is a reference to the pirate Blackbeard. True. And every actor loves scenery chewing, don't they?
A crocodile wants to chew up the scenery.
You know what? I think it's still true. Anybody who takes acting classes, for the very first time, they're told basically, learn your lines, hit your marks, and don't stumble over the furniture or chew the scenery, right?
Correct.
So let me ask you this. You've been involved in community theater now for roughly how many years?
Community theater, probably around 20 throughout my lifetime. I've been performing for over 30 years, so started in junior high school and through high school, then college, and then community theater in Los Angeles, some offstage shows there, and small theater, very small theater, you know, some stages out there are 10 seats. So
yeah.
And then came out here, moved out here about 5 years ago, and was very interested in the PCA program here.
When I was in L.A., I was struck by how many little tiny storefronts in Burbank were actually little storefront theaters.
They certainly are.
Yeah.
Just a little 4x8 flat and 10 chairs and you're ready to go.
There you are. Let me ask you this. Do you remember, go back to your very first time in front of an audience. Do you remember it?
Yes, I do.
Was it terrifying, fun, exciting? What was it?
It was fun. It was The Music Man.
Nice.
I was Professor Harold Hill.
Yeah, Mary Wilson played.
And I was nervous, but yet excited. I think, you know, you get to a point in rehearsal where you just start enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
You've drilled all your lines. You've done all your blocking. You know where things are. We had some unexpected things happen, obviously, throughout a junior high production of that merit. But it was a great experience. And that the bug bit me then, and I've been performing ever since.
So your very first show, you were the star, weren't you?
I was.
That's got to get.
Did not audition for the star, but yeah.
Isn't it funny how many times people will audition for a show for one character and get handed a different one?
Correct. Yeah, I with The Music Man, I actually auditioned for the quartet. I wanted to be one of the quartet, and I was encouraged after the first night of auditions to audition for Professor Harold Hill.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
You know what gets me is the screenwriter, Sid Field. I took one of his seminars, and he was telling me about how often an actor or an actress will come in to read for a part, do it completely different from the way everybody else does, think they completely screwed it up. And then when they get home, they get the phone call. You got the part. Because there was something about that person or the way they did it, and the casting director said, my God, that's that character. Isn't that amazing how that works?
It is amazing. And, you know, the fun thing about theater is we can play with different dynamics and in different contexts of what the dialogue gives us.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you get director's notes in a play, it's very basic, tells us where to go and what to do. But in terms of the understanding and the storytelling, which is Peter and the Starcatcher, it's all about storytelling. It's just about having fun and enjoying each other on stage. And I think we do a really good job of that at PCA.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've worked on shows where there are children in the cast, right?
Correct.
Isn't it fun when you can see with a very, very young actor or someone who's in their very first play, the first time they hear applause or the first time they hear laughter at their punchline, you can tell, wow, they dig this, don't they?
Yes. Actually, in Big River, my 13-year-old son and my 4-year-old daughter were in that show.
Oh.
So my son had been in a few productions in his elementary school experiences, but my daughter had never been on stage at 4 years old. So she was wonderful and stole the show. Everyone who saw the show remembered the little girl sitting on the pole and smiling and waving her hand at everybody. She was just so excited. So now in this show she wasn't part of, she often, when I'm leaving for rehearsal, she's upset that she wants to join me on the stage and I want to go with you.
Yeah.
So it's really fun though. It's great to see the spark in someone when their first experience is on stage, and we just encourage that and try to build on that and, you know, just let it blossom into whatever it wants to be.
You know, I watched Johnny Carson host The Tonight Show for 30 years, and he loved actors. And he would often ask a very, very famous, very accomplished actor, why'd you become an actor? And more than once, an actor would say, because I'm more comfortable being somebody else whose lines I know than being myself.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, and with the children's actors we talked about, isn't it amazing how some child or a very young person who is very, very withdrawn personally can get on stage, be somebody else, and just blossom and discover what they're truly worth?
It's amazing. It really is. And in fact, the woman who plays, or the young lady who plays our star catcher, Molly, she's been doing theater for some time, and we've seen her grow over the years. She's just amazing. So hats off to Lily.
Yeah. So what exactly is a star catcher?
Well, I don't really want to give up the plot of the story,
okay,
but
sure.
Star catcher is someone basically who captures the dust from stars,
mm-hmm.
And we'll leave it at that.
and there is a Tinkerbell reference in all this, correct?
Yes, there is a Tinkerbell reference, a crocodile, and us pirates, we get a little out of hand and actually sing a mermaid song in mermaid mm-hmm. costumes. So it should be really fun to see on stage with a bunch of men dressed as women.
And there's also a Neverland, correct?
There is reference to it, yes. Uh-huh. And as I said, all the questions get answered in this origin story. So all of the magic that you see in the story of Peter Pan comes from this.
And you know, the funny thing about that is our parents' generation can tell you about the time they all sat around the TV watching Mary Martin as Peter Pan live
yeah.
on NBC, and they made
Most
her
definitely.
Fly.
Made her
we
fly.
Thought we were seeing magic on television.
Yep. Yeah, we do. We do a few of those tricks here on our stage at PCA with this show too. So anyone who comes will really enjoy the show. It's been well received by our preview audiences, and we just can't wait to bring it to Prescott.
Mm-hmm. So take me back some of your favorite roles you played over the years.
Probably my most iconic, and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I was Hyde, and in that story, Hyde was very hateful and evil. There were four Hydes, not just one, and I mm-hmm. played the evil version of Hyde, so I was the one who did all the killing and the murdering. But he falls in love, and he can't love because he's evil. So it's a dynamic that we had to play on stage, and it was very dynamic for me. It opened my eyes to a lot of wonderful performing, and that's one of my better roles, I think. I've just enjoyed everything. Every role I come into, I just mm-hmm. love. I have a lot of energy and just enjoy bringing it to the audiences, no matter what it is, whether it be dramatic or comical or musical.
Yeah. Is it possible for you, who has played so many roles, to watch a movie or watch a TV show and just be a fan and not criticize or admire what's going on technically?
I try not to criticize as much as I can. I do, when I watch films, I see things that I would have done differently.
Yeah.
Or directions that an actor has chosen, I might have seen a different direction. But for the most part, I'm pretty open to most movie and film. I'm not one of those who, you know, follows all of the rumors out there. People can tell me a whole story and a plot line of a film, and I'll still go and enjoy it no matter what. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm pretty open to, I think, the decisions that actors make. All of them make great choices in one way or another, and we just have to watch and learn.
I have to ask you, did you see a movie that came out last year called Split?
Yes, I did.
How in the world did James McAvoy not get a Best Actor nomination?
I no comment.
I didn't think the movie was that great, but how in the world did he do that?
It was wonderful.
23 different personalities, yes. often switching on a dime.
It's amazing.
I mean,
it's
split
amazing.
Second differences.
Yeah. There are a lot of us out there, so we admire the talents that are all around us. Some of the mm-hmm. smallest movies or plays or just bits, commercials bring on, you know, the best personalities.
Sure.
You can see it in them.
And you worked in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the best stories I've read about people in show business in L.A., you know, we always heard the joke that so many actors are in analysis. And the best explanation I ever heard was that all the time you're struggling to get that big break and you're waiting tables and tending bar at night and going to auditions by day, struggling to get that big break because you know you're just as talented as that big star. And then you get that big break. And now you're the big star. And now you look down beneath you and you see all those people who are struggling to get your job. And you know they're just as talented as you are. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're back in analysis.
Yep.
Isn't that amazingly true?
It is amazing. I often think and I often tell my fellow actors the only difference between professional actors and ones in community theater are that they get paid.
That's really the only difference.
The only difference. Just as much talent's out there for high school, junior high,
yeah.
elementary school. The talent's all there. It's just a matter of money is all it is that makes someone different than someone else.
I was watching CBS Sunday Morning a couple of weeks ago, and they were interviewing George Chakiris, who won an Oscar in West Side Story back in 1962. And he's been acting all of his life, but except for that Oscar, he's been pretty much forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And he still teaches acting classes, and he said it's amazing that how much luck determines who becomes a star and who doesn't. Yep. Isn't that very true in show?
It is very true. It's for all those struggling actors out there, especially in the L.A. area and even out here. I mean, there's great competition here. There's a lot of,
yeah,
of wonderful actors and actresses in this town. You know, you just got to go out and have fun and, yeah, you know, you did your best and just keep moving forward, you know, one step in front of the other. And don't let the criticism, don't let the negativity, the I didn't get this part or I didn't get that part or, oh, I'm so sad. Don't let that get to you. Just keep moving forward and enjoying yourself. If you're not having fun, it's not worth doing.
I remember an actor's workshop at the Arrow Theater in Santa Monica where one of the people in the audience raised his hand and said, I want to become an actor. How do I do it? And the guest speaker said, act. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, act? He said, there are always people looking for actors. Colleges, high schools, community theater. Find some place, yeah, learn how to act. Get yourself out there, get yourself seen. Because if you want to become an actor because you're seeking fame and fortune, it's all the wrong reasons.
It's all the wrong reasons.
Because only about 2% of SAG members can make a living just from acting.
Yeah, Dad,
so
that's very
if
true.
You want to act because you have a message to convey through what you do on stage, pursue it. Do it out of love of acting. Don't do it for love of fame and fortune. Yep. And if you do it well, you just might find that. Mm-hmm. But you have to get your success from the satisfaction of portraying it well and the teamwork.
It's all about the passion,
yeah,
and teamwork. It is teamwork in any show that you do. I mean, mm-hmm, it's remarkable when we're in rehearsal and we're struggling with lines and blocking and the dynamics of the set and what do I do and where do I get there. That, you know, I call it, you know, the discipline of theater kicks in toward the end before we open,
yeah,
and everyone just all focused and on the same page. And when that happens, magic then starts.
That's when the magic
happening
starts.
And then we get to play and have fun. And we're at that point now where we can really play with what we do. This show has a lot of fun surprises in it, a lot of very archaic special effects, I would say.
Sure.
The actors do most of the technical stuff in the show. We add to scenes. We, you know, take away from scenes. We move the set pieces around. It's a really wonderful experience. Very simple set. So,
but you're also in on the joke, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
By all means.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, have you ever directed a show or written one?
I have not in this town. I haven't directed in Prescott as of yet. I'm hoping to in the next couple years. I directed in L.A., directed some community theater, children's theater,
mm-hmm,
and that was, once again, it's a different dynamic of the same passion,
mm-hmm,
wonderful experiences.
The reason I asked was because we saw in the news the last couple of days with the college admissions, mm-hmm, scandal, we saw a familiar name. We saw William H. Macy, his,
yeah,
wife Felicity Huffman, mm-hmm, was wrapped up in that. William H. Macy was mentioned a couple of years ago in Los Angeles Magazine because he had written a show that he was also starring in, and he had to fire one of his cast members because during dress rehearsal, the cast member that he had hired started improvising the dialogue. And Macy stopped him halfway through and said, wait a minute, do you not like my writing? Do you think you're funnier than I am? And the guy said, no, I just thought it would require this. He said, I wrote these lines. I stayed up late at night writing these lines. I hired you to read these lines. If you want to write your own play, do so.
Mm-hmm.
And can you identify with that as someone who has acted and spoken those lines?
I have. In my training in college, I was told early on to respect the author and all of its writing, the ands, the ifs, the buts, the periods, the, yeah, explanation points, the dashes. Try to get an understanding of where the writing's coming from because they have taken a painstaking time to put this on paper and,
sure,
to sell it to audiences. So I make every effort to what I call a not paraphrase,
mm-hmm,
word for word. I would, in my past with past directors, I would get little strips of paper. If I failed to say and or but or I put an somewhere in the sentence,
yeah,
I would get these strips at the end of the day. And believe me, at the beginning of the run of the show, it'd be an inch thick, and then it would dwindle down to one or two because I would be so concentrated on making sure that I'm getting the words the way they were written.
And then again, even if you do want to change little things in the script but still be faithful to it, you can let your expressions and your inflections do that, can't you?
By all means, yes. I mean, it's, you know, writing, you know, words are words, but sure. But how they're expressed are make all the difference.
Exactly.
You know, you could be crying saying something comical, and you could be comical saying something crying. I mean, saying and mm-hmm. the dynamics and the inflection on the words that you're speaking that make it all the different.
So, speaking from a craft point of view, which actors working today do you admire?
Probably, you know, there's just a... I'm trying to think offhand. I haven't had an opportunity even to watch TV, let alone mm-hmm. be home to enjoy it. I've been so busy. But, you know, past ones, of course, De Niro. I'm trying to think just off the top of my head. But Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, those are like my unknown stars. Albert Finney, sure. I admired him very much in The Dresser. Amazing.
Oh,
that was a
goodness.
Wonderful, wonderful movie. You know, Robin Williams, a wonderful actor. Mm-hmm. You know, those are all
he
people that...
He went places nobody would go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so those are all... You know, I find little bits and pieces from every actor I've mm-hmm. seen.
Sure.
You know, we actors, we tend to, I guess you'd say, steal from other actors from time
sure.
to time. We don't want to copy or mimic other actors, but we take what is best in them and in yeah. us, and we mix it all together and see what comes out. So there's quite a few actors that I really enjoy, and I really can't pick one
yeah.
for one movie.
You mentioned Albert Finney in The Dresser.
Yeah.
I can still recall all those Shakespearean roles that he was portraying in The Dresser. Meanwhile, the audience and he can hear the bombs dropping
yes.
outside the
amazing,
theater.
Amazing.
Oh.
It's a wonderful, and it's a wonderful story and
yeah,
a wonderful play.
It really so. Is. Well, Rob, we look forward to you, and opening night is just a few hours away.
Just a few hours.
We look forward to Peter and the Starcatcher at the PCA. You can get your tickets by calling 445-3286 or going to pca-az.net. It is at the main stage on Marina Street, correct?
Correct.
And that starts tonight, runs for, I believe, two long weekends?
Three long weekends.
Three long
through
weekends.
Through the 31st of March, correct.
That is Peter and the Starcatcher. Say hello to William Larson when you see him. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here and look forward to three long weekends of Peter and the Starcatcher at the Prescott Center for the Arts. I'll have Monday's guest coming up and some final thoughts in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's employee pricing at Findlay GMC in Prescott. With truck savings as easy as 1, 2, 3. You pay the same low price our employees pay.
Plus keep all the rebates.
One, the 2019 GMC Sierra. Employee pricing saves you up to $11,026 off MSRP.
Two,
the 2019 GMC Terrain. Employee pricing saves you up to $9,982 in total volume savings.
Three,
the 2019 GMC Yukon. Employee pricing saves you up to $6,918. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months.
Employee pricing, plus you keep all the rebates on all new GMC models.
Findlay GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC. We are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 dock fees. See dealer for details.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
If you are or know a senior or a senior caregiver, keep in mind tomorrow is the big Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo at Liberty Traditional School, just about a block from the Civic Center in Prescott Valley. They will have five major guest speakers at 10 o'clock. Pamela Krager from Kindred Hospice for Caregiver Survival Techniques. At 11 o'clock, Mark Sylvester from Care Patrol for Understanding Assisted Living. At noon, it's Dr. Wayne Bennett from the Bennett Clinic on Male Aging Strategies for Success. At 1 o'clock, Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehab on Sensory Integration. And at 2, Chip McLaughlin from Chester McLaughlin Law Offices on Understanding Guardianship. That's the Senior and Caregivers Conference and Expo from 10 to 3 tomorrow. Free admission at the Liberty Traditional School. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of a Town Prescott. Join me back here Monday with my guests, Natalie Stewart-Smith, the guest speaker next week at ERAU, along with Meg Roederer from the Flagstaff Convention and Visitors Bureau, and tax guru and CPA David Snyder. That's Monday at 2 for Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.